It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I watched Hard Knocks off-season New York Giants last night. Did you check it out?
Oh, I did.
Continues to amaze me, the access that we are getting. I promise you guys it's worth it. If you have not seen it, you should absolutely look into this. This, to me, has been arguably the best season on Hard Knocks since the beginning, because we have not seen an off-season version. We've not had this access to the inner workings of an organization, frankly, probably in any major sport in history.
I mean, to this part of the process, right? This has never happened.
In terms of roster building and creation and off-season decisions, you're hearing trade discussions on the phone. You are seeing the behind-the-scenes meetings with draft picks. I mean, it is an all-access pass, really, that I can't believe the Giants in the league were willing to provide, but we are the beneficiaries. But I bring this up, Danny, because Saquon Barkley said he did not know his conversation with Joe Shane, the Giants general manager, was recorded.
Mm.
What do you make of that?
I don't love that. I don't love that. That should be, you should be informed of that if you're being recorded. That's just my general feeling on stuff. You don't, who knows? Who knows what's what you might say that might hurt you or hurt someone else, or you know, if you're in a place where you're trying to be candid with somebody. I don't know. That always makes me queasy and uneasy. I don't like that.
I believe it is still a crime in some states to record conversations without people knowing it, phone or otherwise, to the point where I know, like, we used to have the lawyer person come in and tell us what we can and can't do in radio, and I know that we now can't do some of the old school fun bits that my uncle did on Pittsburgh radio 30 years ago, or the Junkies used to do 25 years ago, where they did a thing where they would, like, call the team hotel.
Bother the pro.
Where a player was staying. And it would ring, 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 and then I'm just going to make up a name, but like
Chris Webber.
Sure. Chris Webber answers the phone. He's like, hello. And they're like, hey, Chris, what's up? And they just start asking him questions and see if he'll stay on the phone. And they don't necessarily ever present who they are or what they're doing. Whereas now, if we were to just call someone live on the air, which we are not supposed to
You're
do.
You're not allowed to do that.
Not allowed to do that. But we just call someone right now, the first thing we have to say immediately is, hey, it's Grant Paulson and Danny Ruggie. You are live on 106.7 The Fan. People can hear you right now. Like, it's just a legal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the rules are in New York. I'm sure with media, it's different anyway. Like, you can make the case that players are constantly being overheard on microphones in sports now, not knowing it. Like, every time a quarterback is mic'd up and they have a quick conversation with a defensive tackle who just hit them or something, you don't know that you're on mic. You just think you're saying something. And I'm sure because of that, you have to live with a governor on where you know, okay, I'm in uniform. Anything I say, like us around a live microphone or whatever, like can and will be used against you kind of deal. But I, like you, think that's a really, really scary situation. If a lot of these calls with other GMs, agents, players, I'm thinking they all are aware, hey, we're taping Hard Knocks, just so you know. If I call you later today, you're going to be potentially used on the show.
You'd have thought. I mean, because it wouldn't be crazy for someone to say, like, listen, I'd like to come back, but I can't stand, and your name's the running backs coach, for example. Like, that's damaging to everybody.
Well, I think if that were to happen, though, they'd edit that out.
Well, they
out.
Wouldn't have put it in, but just in general, like, that sort of stuff being recorded, because that exists somewhere.
And maybe that's what the league would say to Saquon, or what HBO, or whoever would be at fault, would say to Saquon is, we didn't air anything that made you look bad. Now, Barkley might say, well, you aired the fact that I essentially told the Giants that I would let them have the last refusal, and then I didn't let them have the last refusal. But they're not in the business on Hard Knocks of making anybody look bad. And they're always going to protect you a little bit from that. But still, I mean, Elliott Wolf might have a different perspective, the GM of the Patriots, on what makes him look bad than you do. You know, Joe Shane, as an example, is getting beaten up. Brian Daboll was interviewing some of these players in his office yesterday, basically laying on his couch, and I'm going, this guy is a total goofball. Maybe he wishes that there wasn't a video out there of him laying on his couch mid-interview.
Now, yeah, with his feet up or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. I saw that Saquon Barkley said that was news to me, that that call was recorded, and I kind of got a weird feeling like, that's not great.
Yeah, that's not awesome. One other thing I want to get to before we jump back. This I said this after the first episode. I think you might have been out. But I was just going, I'm amazed at how what I always perceived as these incredible high-level football conversations between these geniuses who live, breathe, eat, and sleep football has been demystified. It's even beyond that. It's to the point where they're looking at draft picks on like Pro Football Reference, the way that I would look at draft picks and go, what quarterbacks have hit in the first round over the last 10 years? Hit, hit, miss. Bortles, miss. Zach Wilson, miss. This guy hit. Like, and this is how they're making a decision? Like, nobody mentioned like a raw athletic spark score or his completion percentage on pressure downs over expected or sack to pressure percentage. Like, these are just dudes that happen to be employed making millions of dollars talking about football players the way you and your buddies talk about football players. I cannot get over that element of it. It's all I can think about.
This is what I was talking about the other day with Dabo.
Mm-hmm.
When they were getting Brian Burns. I was just talking about this last week.
Yeah. How many sacks did he have?
Now, I don't know if that's a Brian Daboll thing, and he just isn't into advanced numbers and metrics and isn't paying that close of attention to some of the goings-on there, or if every coach is like that, but you're right. It makes you feel like, my takeaway that I told you last week was, if this is what the Giants situation looks like, my God, what if there were cameras on Washington with Rivera and the Marty party? It would have felt like just a couple of dudes sitting in the 400s talking about who they're going to draft. Like, no wonder why they never hit on any first-round picks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.